joined the church.
Okay. And when you're in church, you go to church to pray to
God.
Okay. And the minister, you might say, delivered a fine
message
or
sermon.
Mm-hmm. Somebody might say, I didn't like the sermon, but the choir made good
music.
Mm-hmm. Talking about a sunset, somebody might say, that sunset sure is
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if I'm on the way to church and my car has a flat tire, I might say, well, this is great. Church will be over I get there.
By the time I get there.
Mm-hmm. What about the enemy, the opposite of God? You say that's the
devil.
Okay. Any other names for him?
Satan.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're a little child, your parents might try to make you behave by saying if you don't behave, the
devil's going to get you.
You ever heard of anything called the boogeyman?
Oh, is that what you're looking for?
What is that? Is that the same as the devil?
No. Well, I was why you were going to say that's what you were asking for. No, boogeyman.
That's something different.
I guess.
Okay.
All
right.
My grandfather always told me apoglutis.
What?
Apoglutis.
Is that supposed to be the devil?
Supposed to be somebody bad. I don't know
somebody
who.
Somebody bad. Okay. These things that people might be afraid of, they might claim they see them around graveyards.
Cause?
Mm-hmm. And say if they got in a house and people didn't want to go there, they'd say the house is
haunted.
Mm-hmm. What am I, you might say, if it's toward winter time and you go outside, you might tell somebody else, well, you better put a sweater on, it's getting chilly outside.
It's getting mighty chilly.
Or if it's not extremely, maybe just a little bit, you might say, it's getting...
A little chilly.
Okay. What about if somebody wants you to go somewhere, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd not.
I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a friend of yours who you haven't seen in a long time? What might you say to him when you see him?
Long time no see.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard people use the word proud like that? We all sure I'm mighty proud to see you, or I'd be mighty proud to have you come over?
Yes, sir.
How would they say that? How would they use that word?
Proud to see you.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of young people saying that, or?
Older people.
Okay. Say a man who owns 1,000 acres of land, talking about the amount there. You'd say, oh, so-and-so sure owns a
lot of land.
Okay. Ever heard people use the expression right smart? So that's a right smart land he's got?
No, sir.
Okay. What about if you wanted to, if you were agreeing with somebody, something stronger than just saying yes that you might say?
Agreeing with somebody, something stronger than yes.
Okay, like for example, let's say, if I say that, oh, I don't know, Gulf Shores is the best place in Alabama to go on vacation, you might agree with me by saying,
sure is.
Okay. What about if you were agreeing with an older man? Would you simply say yes, or would you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And with a woman, it would be?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Say somebody who intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he dreaded the place.
Absolutely.
Okay. Or if you go outside and it's cold, it's not just a little cold, it's?
Dreadfully.
Okay. Or something else cold, it's?
Extremely cold.
Or it's